The words of that hymn were written by a lady, and her name was Mrs. Frances Van Alstyne. She was born on the 23rd of March, 1820, and she was born in New York State, and she lived with her mother and her father and the grandmother. It was the grandmother's house, and she was baptized Frances Jane Crosby, and that's the name that's in the new CH4 under the hymn she has written. Now, when she was 6 weeks old, she developed inflammation in her eyes, and the doctor came and said, hot poultices. The hot poultices destroyed her sight forever. Then, when she was a year old, her father died, and it was then that the mother and the grandmother realized that it was up to them to train and help Frances and teach her all they could to learn to stand on her own two feet, and they did. She had a passion for knowledge. No matter what they read to her, she could remember. And by the time she was 7 years old, she could recite the first four Gospels in the Bible and three of the Old Testament chapters. She just soaked in knowledge. Whatever they read to her, she seemed to be able to retain. But they were worried sometimes she was going to be left on her own. So they asked her, would she be willing to go to the blind school in New York weekdays? She would be home at weekends, where she would learn so much more. She jumped at the chance and never looked back. Now, when I realized she was 14, I thought, now this is 1834, and they have an institute for the blind in New York. America was hardly 70 years old at the time. So I wondered when our Society for the Blind was founded. And ours wasn't founded till 1868, so America was way ahead of us. Well, she never looked back, and such was her personality and just her loving attitude to everybody. She was asked over and over again by parents bringing their children to the school, could Frances Crosby look after them for, say, the first month till they were settled in? Now, this school was run by the government and paid for by the government, with the result that always there were congressmen or senators popping in, and presidents. Now, when you think of the long life she had, she was over 90 when she died, and the presidents only were there in office for perhaps 4 years at a time. She knew an awful lot of presidents in that time. Now, every year, for two nights, the whole school, cleaners, everybody, they were taken to Washington to visit Congress and the Senate and all the buildings they could. Of course, they couldn't see them. And the children were encouraged to stand up in the Senate and say whatever they thought about the blind school. Now, when Frances was 38, she married the music teacher at the school. His name was Alexander Van Alstyne. He was blind, but they worked together for the rest of their lives. They never retired to help all the children in the school. Now, as I said, they became great friends with different presidents, but the greatest friend of all was a president called Stephen Grover Cleveland. Now, he had two separate four-year terms of office, and the first one was in 1880. Now, in the 1880s, the Statue of Liberty arrived over from France, a gift from France, and he was the one to unveil it. And he invited Frances and Alexander to be his special guests that day. And they said it was one of the most exciting days in their lives, but they never saw that statue. Incidentally, the real name for the Statue of Liberty is Enlightening the World. It was only called the Statue of Liberty by accident. A congressman one day, while addressing Congress, said, that Statue of Liberty of ours up there in New York Harbor, and the name stuck. Alexander died before Frances, and I read that it said they'd had 44 years of happy marriage together. Now, just before he died, he said to her, are you never feel angry with the man who caused your blindness? Now, I have a quote here, and in case I misplace the words, I'm going to read the quote. I have not for a moment felt a spark of resentment against him, for I have always believed that the good Lord, in his infinite mercy, by this means consecrated me to the work that I am still permitted to do. When I remember how I have been blessed, how can I repine or express discontent? Darkness may throw a shadow over my outer vision, but there is no cloud that can keep the sunlight of hope from a trustful soul. Now, this is the lady who wrote the last hymn we sang, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Praise Him, Jesus our Blessed Redeemer. And how many of you, like me, remember from Sunday school, if I come to Jesus, happy shall I be. He is gently calling little ones like me. An old, old one. Now, when she was 90, I'm going to read this quote too. When she was 90, she said, during these many years, my love for the Holy Bible has not waned. Its truth was bred into my life. My mother and grandmother took pains that I should know the Bible better than any other book. All that I am and all that I ever expect to be is due to the Bible. My love for this book is more precious to me at 90 than at 19. But she never saw a Bible. Now, I believe these next words were the very last she had written down for her. Because remember, like today, there were volunteers to read letters and write letters. Because I think this was the last one because it's called Saved by Grace. Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing. But oh, the joy when I awake within the palace of the King, and I shall see him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace. The silver cord broke for her on the 12th of February, just about 5 or 6 weeks before her 95th birthday. This remarkable lady, who strived all her adult life to help other blind people, especially those who became blind in later life and who found it so difficult to cope. She was rich in faith, in hope, and in love, and I hope her hymns last forever.